The views and opinions expressed on Unlock Your Wealth Radio are those of the host, guests, and callers only, and not necessarily the views of Unlock Your Wealth Radio, Heather Wagenhals, or Success Publishing International.
More willpower than a barefoot woman at a shoe sale. Able to stretch a single paycheck for an entire month. Makes money concepts easier than third grade math. Introducing your purveyor of prosperity, Heather Wagenhals.
Work all day, stress all night. Take your mind off your money, focus on your life. Money don't matter or the stuff it buys. It's the way you think, not what you got, yeah.
Unlock Your Wealth Radio starts now.
Get your money mind right.
Welcome to the show, everyone. I'm so glad you decided to join us today. We have an amazing show on tap for you. Also, I will be joined by my illustrious producer and country music sensation, Jeremy Shane Murphy.
Howdy.
Notice I didn't sing it this time.
Thank goodness.
What? This week's show is going to be Take Action, Make Assessment from our Keys to Riches Financial Wellness Series. Jeremy Shane also has a fabulous money word of the day having to deal with you and creating exponential returns in your investment. How about some minutes on your money? We're going to talk about, are you too young for life insurance? And our trivia question will be about last week's show, Acceptance and Affirmation was the key. And we also have Denise Winston on as our guest today, author and founder of Money Starts Here, a financial education company. We have a fabulous survey for you to take on our website at unlockyourwealthradio.com. It allows us to help you get more out of the show if we know what you like and what you want more of. So please visit the website and take our survey. Look for the Take Our Survey button. Click on it. And in just a few minutes, you will experience the bliss that it is contributing to Unlock Your Wealth Radio. Additionally, we will always talk about your money, your credit, and how to get ahead in any economy. We will also show you how to manage your money easier, saving time and reducing stress, using our proven techniques for you to create unlimited wealth and happiness. All in 60 minutes.
Sounds like a deal to me.
Outstanding. So you'll take two then?
I'll take two.
Perfect. This week's trivia question, did you listen to last week's broadcast? If you did, you will have an edge up on the competition. But never fear, unlockyourwealthradio.com is here. After I give you the trivia question, you can hurry up and download last week's broadcast to get the answer. Insiders Club members have it easy, though, because you are automatically entered into weekly giveaways. But if you are not a member and would like to compete for fabulous prizes and great money management tools, all you have to do is come up with the correct answer to this week's trivia question. Are you ready, Mr. Murphy? This week's trivia question is...
But how?
Huh?
That was my new sound effect. But how?
Okay. Is that supposed to be like a rim shot?
I don't know what it is. I just made it up.
Okay. Well, thank you for your editorial embellishment. We are so grateful that you added to the show.
You're welcome.
In such a wonderful way. So this week's trivia question is, how many P's are there in the affirmation process we discussed last week? And not how many times did Jeremy Shane run to pee. It was how many P's are in the affirmation process.
I don't know, but you know, I was just in a concert not too long ago. Well, I guess it's been a year and a half ago, so I guess that's a little bit ago, maybe 2 years ago, down in Tucson.
That's a long time ago.
And you're talking about getting them to have to go pee.
Well, yeah.
They had to stop the concert, and I won't say which band it was, but let's just say it's a fairly large rock band, okay, that a lot of people know.
Okay.
And they stopped the concert because the drummer
had to whiz?
Had to pee. And so they all made fun of him the whole time he was gone until he got back.
I bet.
That was pretty great.
Well, how do you just not take care of that before you get started?
That's a good question.
Beats me. So how many P's are there in the affirmation process we enumerated for you last week? If you think you have the correct answer, you may call in, chat in, or email in to win. If you would like to call in, that telephone number is 1-866-966-9420. That's 866-966-9420. Or you can hop in the chat room where I will be tweeting along and you can share your potential right answer. Or you can send us an email. If you are not listening live, there is still always an opportunity to win. And you can do so by emailing us your potential right answer to trivia@uywradio.com. That's trivia@uywradio.com. And good luck to you all. So, Mr. Murphy?
Yes?
Are you wanting to talk about some insurance?
Yeah, let's talk about insurance.
Okay.
Everybody loves insurance. I think that's probably one of the hottest topics anybody ever talks about.
Do you wonder if people love insurance for the right reasons?
That's a good question.
Why do you love insurance?
I don't like insurance. But, you know, I think it's something that we all need to have. So it's a very wonderful thing.
You should. Do you know why you should love insurance?
Well, if you listen to this little article, it gives you some good reasons.
Okay. But just in case I have a better one, I'm going to share it at the end.
That'll be good. This is from USA Today. It talks about when you think you should need insurance and possibly which type of insurance is good for you. And they're talking about life insurance, not other types of insurance at this time. A couple of times, well, for example, you may not need insurance if you're single and you don't really have anything. Let's just say you don't have anything going on. Okay, there's people out there that don't. You know, you might need it if you have like a family or a business or people that depend on you and your income. So therefore, you might need life insurance.
Okay.
That's a good time to get it. Mm-hmm. There's three major kinds of life insurance you can get. One is term life insurance. Are you familiar with that?
Big fan.
Huh?
I'm a big fan.
Okay. Obviously, it's for a certain term. That's why they call it term. You know, it's gives the example here of 20 years, for example. If during that time you should pass away, which I hope you don't, but if you did, then the insurance benefits would go to the beneficiaries and whatever else, okay?
You really hope I don't? I'm so glad you want me around.
Ah, shucks.
So sweet. I hear birds singing. Butterflies are flitting about my shoulder. I wish we were like on
moving right along now. Distraction.
Well.
Squirrel. All right, so. There's another one called whole life insurance, which basically exactly what it says. It's for your whole life.
All right. Or until you stop paying the premium.
Or until you, well, that's always the truth. Read the fine line or the fine print. Basically the same thing, except for it's for your whole life. And you know, there's other variables, but that's basically it. Then there's the universal one, which is very similar to whole life. However, you pay slightly more than what your basic base insurance premium is, and it goes into like a savings account of some sort, whether it's the stock market or savings or whatever it might be that it goes into, and that's a whole other thing. That's a whole other level.
I don't like when they commingle insurance and investment.
Well,
the
good part
about
it is you can actually cash out your whole life insurance after an amount of time if you want to for a percentage, for a portion of it, if you need to. I assume it would be based on how much you've actually paid in, though, too, because I'm sure they're not going to give you $1 million and you've paid in $50. But
you are correct.
You are correct. The universal plan, however, you'll get back all of the money you put into the savings. You may have to pay some fees and stuff, but there's always something like that and penalties and stuff like that. So one question that it does mention down here at the bottom is why not just get term life and invest in a mutual fund instead of buying the universal?
Yes, that's correct.
Just a possibility.
Well, and we've had guests that are big fan of insurance as investments on this show. If you remember last season, we had David Behrens, who is touting the value of investing in life insurance. However, I'm kind of from a different school of thought. I think that there's a specific purpose for insurance, and it's insurance that's not an investment vehicle. So let me tell you why I'm a big fan of insurance and why everybody should be a big fan of insurance, because insurance is ensuring your success. It is ensuring your future wealth. And you know how it does that?
Maybe you're going to tell me.
No, I changed my mind.
Okay. Moving along now.
Yeah. Okay. So the reason why it's so powerful of a tool used correctly is that it allows us to tap our future millionaire-dom today. You know how? It's because we get to rent millionaire status. That's what insurance is doing for you. So if you pass away and you have a big life insurance policy that you don't currently have that money in the bank today, you are providing access to it by paying the premium. Same thing with car insurance or health insurance. You don't have the $50,000 it costs for an open heart surgery today. You could probably save up for it in 20 years, but if you ain't going to make it that long, it would be important to rent that millionaire status to be able to be like, ah, I could write the check. Woo! Scratch that check. Cover me. Fix my heart. Okay? So being insured properly and in the right categories is ensuring your millionaire status, and it's allowing you to rent your millionaire dumb today. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does.
So everybody should be a fan of insurance because of what it does for you.
I don't think my pocket audience is coming out at this time.
What?
Just saying.
Well, did you lose them when you valeted? Maybe it's still in the car.
Nope.
You know you have them?
Yep.
This would be a perfect time.
Nope.
I'm coming over there.
I'm reaching
over the console, and I'm going to pull them out of your back pocket right now because this is a pocket audience moment, for goodness sakes. You know, my friend Marty, I talk about him all the time. He's been a guest on the show several times. When we were kids, when we were just, you know, wet behind the ears in sales, he used to say, I'm a millionaire. And I'd be like, you're so not a millionaire. And he'd be like, yes, I'm just telling the truth in advance. So that works with the affirmations we learned about last week. Because by being able to have that insurance, to be able to have access to that $1 million, when we don't currently have it, is worth a few bucks. And so that's what the insurance does for us. It allows us to have access should we need it. So instead of having to get financially devastated from a catastrophic event, we have insurance to protect us for a few $100 instead of having to come out of pocket for all of it. So insurance is a beautiful thing. So that's just what I wanted to say about that. And we can talk about insurance as an investment tool when we get to our knowledge is power, not knowing is powerful key, when we talk about the five areas of concern, which insurance is one of those, but not to be confused with our asset multiplication section.
Gotcha.
You happy with that?
Sounds good to me. Okay.
Well, you know, we have so much more in store coming up. We have Denise Winston. We have our key this week, take action, make assessment. And you, my friend Jeremy Shane, also have our money word of the day and so much more right after this.
Hey, I'm over here.
Hey, roll up the windows. I'm going to turn on the radio.
This stuff sucks. Change it.
Yeah, it does. There's got to be something decent on here somewhere.
You're listening to Jeremy Shane, 102.5.
Hey, how's that?
There you go. No, never mind. I don't like that one. Jeez, is that the only guy on the radio? Who is that?
That's Jeremy Shane. He's everywhere nowadays. Ooh, I like this one. Do you?
Yeah, leave it there.
Watch for the covert project by Jeremy Shane at jeremyshane.com. This is how it's gonna go. I'm leaving, leaving today. There's nothing you can do. Nothing left to say.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, industries.com. Like, go there totally.
Greenback is your neighborhood lender for auto title loans. We offer fast and easy cash title loans for cars, trucks, and motorcycles. Keep your car with title loans from $100 to $50,000. There are no year or mileage limits at Greenback, and we offer the cheapest rates in Arizona, guaranteed. For more information, visit greenbacktitleloans.com or call 480-926-6666.
Commander Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Seminars. What I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, Kathy Colby all had coaches, whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside they knew they could easily become. Financial coaching can be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll-free number again is 1-866-966-9420. Or visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Welcome back to the broadcast. Okay, you are listening to Unlock Your Wealth Radio, and I am she, your purveyor of prosperity, Heather Wagenhals, flanked by my ever-popular Jeremy Shane Murphy.
Yeah.
So, let's talk moolah word of the day.
Moolah word of the day. Now, I'm familiar with this word myself, obviously, but maybe we can help to define it beyond what the definition says here to somebody who might not completely understand it.
Okay.
Financial leverage. The money, two words of the day.
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to read the exact definition. The degree to which an investor or a business is utilizing borrowed money. Companies that are highly leveraged may be at risk of bankruptcy if they're unable to make payments on their debt. They may also be unable to find new lenders in the future. So, from my understanding, the word leverage is much like debt.
Yes.
Sort of.
Sort of. The purpose of leverage is different than the purpose of debt. Debt, by our definition at the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation, is an ugly term because we are paying more for crap we bought yesterday that has no growing value.
Well, like if you have, let's say you have a house that's paid for, hypothetically, and you use that to get some money to open a business and you're making money off that money, then that would make your house leveraged, right?
Well, yes. Yes. Either way, it's considered leveraged. But using it for a good purpose, like making an investment, so you're generating income from that, is what separates it from just being debt on your house to being leverage, because you're choosing to make more money with it. Financing your Ferragamos is not leverage, okay?
Yes, correct. Financing your Cheerios is not leverage.
Correct. And that's the scary one. Because cereal, even though it's just a box of crap that's bad for you, going to pay more for its already egregious price, is absolute nonsense.
Well, that's a whole other story.
Yeah, that's for our create credit key. That's not for today's key. But leverage, when properly utilized with your other four layers of risk in place, the other three of the four layers of risk, can create exponential returns. Because if you take and invest a dollar in the stock market, it earns rate at what?
Whatever the current market rate is.
At the rate of a dollar, though. It's based off whatever your principal is.
Yes.
Okay. But if I take 20 cents and borrow 80.
Right.
And I invest it, I'm earning interest at what rate?
A dollar.
But I've only invested
20 cents.
So I've properly leveraged myself.
Correct.
So 20 cents is earning the same return as a dollar, but I only had to invest 20 cents.
But you still owe that money.
I still owe that money, but because I'm earning interest at the rate of the dollar, I'm going to have more than enough money, if I invest it properly, to cover what I owe on the 80 cents and a little bit left over for me for making a smart investment decision.
That's the part that I like. Oh, there's my pocket audience.
Yay! I kind of missed them. We haven't had them around for a while. They weren't here last week, were they?
I don't believe they came last week.
They probably hopped out when the valet took your car.
Yeah, when it was like 117 degrees here in Phoenix, or 119 or whatever it was.
Yeah. What was covered parking?
Still hot. All right, moving right along now.
You think the pocket audience cares about temperature?
Yep.
I mean, they live in the pocket, for goodness sakes. Your body temperature is 98.6.
That's pretty hot still.
Yeah, but what's a few more degrees? So, would you like to bring on our guest?
Yeah, absolutely.
Perhaps. Denise Winston will be joining us, and she is the founder of Money Start Here. It's a financial education company, and her books, TV appearances, DVDs, seminars, speaking engagements, ad infinitum, and other media coverage allow her to connect with audience in a fun and entertaining way. She is a uniquely qualified financial expert and uses easy-to-understand language to cover the basics, simple, relevant, and practical solutions for dealing with money in day-to-day life. So she's perfect for us because she does kind of what we do from a different angle. And she does it without the get-rich-quick schemes or mentalities. She's reached more than 100 million people via 150 media outlets, 10,000 college and high school students with lectures and discussions for thousands of corporate employees, seminars, women's conferences, parents, teens, and adults with her materials. And we are so lucky we get to have her on our show. Aren't you happy?
Yes, I am.
Well, let's chat with Ms. Winston then.
Okay.
Welcome to the show, Denise.
I am so excited to be here with you, Heather, and all of your listening audience. Love to talk about money.
Yeah, it's one of my favorite topics, too. That's why I had to create a show about it.
I totally get it. You know, we all have to deal with money every single day of our lives. So the more we learn, the more we can earn, and the better off we'll all be as, you know, individuals, as a community and as a nation.
Oh, you know, you just brought up something that's near and dear to my heart. And, you know, when people say, well, you know, well, why do you do this? And it's because it has a greater global impact, and people don't realize that personal finance affects our whole economy. And if we're not managing ourselves appropriately, not just for our family's sake, but everybody else, we're interdependent as an economy. And it's important that we all connect and be able to manage our money well. I just don't know how people don't connect those dots.
Well, you know, I think that you and I may be in a special circumstance where we might have gotten some insight. I know being a banker for 25 years, I saw every single day how money impacted a person's lives, how it impacted the businesses I dealt with, how that impacted our community. And when people were making uneducated buying decisions on our streets, it drove down the economy in my community. And, you know, I had to do something about it. I also needed a better educated workforce. You know, so where do you start doing that? And, you know, I started as a volunteer going, okay, I've been doing this for 25 years. lived on my own since I was 16. I know some simple stuff that can make a huge difference. And when you just do a little bit, that's why we have to work together to really put this information in the content, just like all your listeners. They know stuff about money, and the more that they share that with the people they know and love and work with, the better off we're all going to be. And like you said, Heather, it is, we are all interdependent. We're all in this together.
And I think that people lose that somehow. And, you know, you've got the media telling them one thing about, oh, you should be gratified instantly. You could have this now, no payments for 90 days. And then you've got the government saying, oh, it's tough out there. You don't really have to get a job. We'll subsidize you for a while. And then you've got your parents saying, oh, you're a good for nothing. And then you have your kids going, Mom, can I have lunch money? And you don't have anything to give them.
And, you know, I think you're really hitting on something, Heather, in the sense that we are lured into this and we succumb to the temptation of all of that is around us. And, you know, since I've lived on my own since I was 16, the one thing that I have found true in my personal life and in my professional life is the people that get rich in this country, they do it by taking advantage of the opportunities that are available to every single one of us. We just have to take that ownership, figure it out what it is, and then put those things into play for ourselves and not relinquish control. And because money to me really is control, right? So just like you said, you know, the parent that has the 20 bucks that gives it to the kid, the parents kind of have some say-so, just like whoever pays the cell phone bill, you know, gets to decide whether or not the cell phone stays into play. So it is interesting how much money can impact the overall quality of our lives. And really, it kind of equals control in my mind.
It does. You know, I like to think of money as a magnifying glass. And if you're a good person and you're doing good things, you'll make better choices for your money because you'll be able to help more people. Mm-hmm. And if you're not making effective choices, you're going to make things worse for yourself and probably a whole lot of other people. And that's why it's so critical that folks like you and I are out here, you know, showing the way, because it's not like we haven't heard that we should spend less and save more, but we don't.
I think you're so right. And just like the people that are listening, thank God they're listening, because, you know, they're learning and they're going to be able to take the information and put it to use in their lives and in their community lives. So I'm totally with you on coming up with, you know, practical, simple information that can really transform people's lives. So happy to be here with you and your audience.
Yay. Well, we're glad to have you here, too. And I think that one of the values that you bring, because you focus on youth, is, you know, we do brain-based financial literacy. And so it's all about programming, patterning, and behavior. And all of that stuff stems from what happened in our childhood. So when is the best time to catch them is when they're young. And, you know, what do you think some of the top money wasters are for young people that get them in this cycle that they have to climb out of when they're in their 30s or 40s or 50s?
You know, I think the one thing that happens so, and you alluded to this earlier, we have to think about the number one mistake in my mind is that we no longer see our time as a currency. And our time is very much a concern, currency. And in life, we, you know, have a limited amount of time and money's there and we can make more money, but we can't make more time. So, you know, how we spend an hour of our time. And when you're young, if you just look at your paycheck and do one calculation, it can transform your financial life. And that is to look at your net take-home pay and divide it by the number of hours that you work that period. And that's your net hourly wage. So when people try and tell me, oh, Denise, I don't have time to use coupons, or, you know, I don't want to look for a promo code or go out during happy hour, they're not really thinking about that they could save $10 in 10 minutes. And really, that's a net take-home pay of $60. Mm-hmm. Right. So, and somebody will spend 2 hours watching, I don't know, one of the hit TV shows, maybe Dexter's coming up soon. You know, they might spend that time watching TV instead of investing it in themselves and learning a few strategies. And that's really why I wrote my book, is because if I had an hour of your time, if you could spend an hour of your time, you know, what could we learn together that can make a long-term impact in your financial life? So I think that's the number one mistake that most young people and people in general make, is not looking at their time as money.
Yeah, I remember being at a professional development seminar, and I think it was even Mark Victor Hansen that he went through this whole thing. If I gave you, and I can't remember the number, but it was like $24,000, and you had to spend it in 24 hours or you were going to lose it, what would you spend that on? And then, you know, so he kind of like did this whole thing. And then he alluded to time being many. And then that's what we do every day. We waste our time. And, you know, in whatever that was, that many number of seconds in a day is what
right.
it was this number. And it really made you look differently at how you spend your time. Are you spending it? Are you frivoling it away? Or are you investing it for a return? And I know
and that. You know the what?
Well, I know that just from the people that tune into this show and tune in for an hour are making an investment that may not pay rewards today or tomorrow, but as they be consistent with the information they learn here over time, that it just kind of steamrollers like a snowball, and it just builds and builds and builds until they have this amazing wealth of knowledge, and they see how far they can go just by taking one single step at a time.
And it is the small things that add up. You know, when you've got one grain of sand, it's all alone. But if you add, you look at an entire beach, you know, and you look at, I just got back from vacation, and I was looking at this beautiful beach, and I was thinking about those granulars of sand, and each one of those grains are like an opportunity, information that we get that just build and build and build. And before you know it, you have something absolutely beautiful like the beach in Cancun.
Oh,
so you're
yeah.
right. Agree.
Yeah, and I'm already losing my tan from Mexico already, so I want to go back on vacation. I didn't get a long enough one. Well, what I'd like to do is continue our discussion about top money wasters from young people after this break. You are listening to Denise Winston on Unlock Your Wealth Radio. We'll be right back with more coming up after this.
Commander Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Seminars. What I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, Kathy Colby all had coaches, whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside they knew they could easily become. Financial coaching can be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll-free number again is 1-866-966-9420. Or visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, industries.com. Like, go there totally!
Greenback is your neighborhood lender for auto title loans. We offer fast and easy cash title loans for cars, trucks, and motorcycles. Keep your car with title loans from $100 to $50,000. There are no year or mileage limits at Greenback, and we offer the cheapest rates in Arizona, guaranteed. For more information, visit greenbacktitleloans.com or call 480-926-6666.
Hey, I'm over here.
Hey, roll up the windows. I'm going to turn on the radio.
This stuff sucks. Change it.
Yeah, it does. There's got to be something decent on here somewhere.
You're listening to Jeremy Sharon, 102.5.
Love me. Hey, how's that?
There you go. No, never mind. I don't like that one.
Baby, I'm no I couldn't care less what you think or say.
Jeez, is that the only guy on the radio? Who is that?
That's Jeremy Shane. He's everywhere nowadays. Ooh, I like this one. Do you?
Yeah, leave it there.
watch for the Cohort Project by Jeremy Shane at jeremyshanemusic.com.
This is how it's gonna go. I'm leaving, leaving today. There's nothing you can do. Nothing left to say.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everyone. You are listening to Unlock Your Wealth Radio, and I am she, your purveyor of prosperity, Heather Wagenhals, joined by another maven of moolah, Denise Winston. And Denise, before the break, we were talking about money wasters that young people make mistakes with. Can you give us another one or two?
I certainly can. You know, the other one as a 25-year banker that I saw all the time is that a money waster would be that when someone goes in to get a loan, they're trusting the other person to help them make a financial decision without owning their own, you know, available discretionary income that they have to get a loan. So debt-to-income ratios are huge. So, you know, trusting someone else and letting someone else make your decisions. Basically, when you get a loan, you are giving that lender a right to a portion of everything you earn. And you have to own how much you're willing to give up until that loan is paid off because they have a right to it, right?
Well, exactly, because it's not your money they're spending.
Exactly. And I think there's a false sense of trusting others. And we have to remember that when you get a loan from someone, you know, the bank has to make a profit and the person that's making the loan is going to make a commission. So, you know, we have to make sure that our best interest is at heart. And that's why we have to own our own numbers and know what debt to income ratios are about and what we're okay with and what we're not okay with.
Yeah, you know, it's amazing to me, and it could be a whole show into and of itself, but, you know, when I went from being an investment advisor in a heavily regulated industry to being a mortgage lender, you know, we had a fiduciary responsibility to the money as a stockbroker, but I didn't have, like, you know, any obligation to the individual. I had an obligation to the money, but I looked at it differently because I didn't want to lend more than what that person was comfortable with, even if their income dictated something else. I don't know what their lifestyle was.
Right.
I don't know if they preferred to travel and wanted a more modest home. And so I always kind of went off of what their current payment was for rent or housing and asked them if they were comfortable with that, if they wanted it to go up or down. And then I proved them based on that, not based on what their max was. And I think that that lack of fiduciary responsibility is what kind of got us into trouble with the whole mortgage fiasco. And I kind of called it on my radio show in 2003. And, you know, you are so right. People subjugate their obligation to make an intelligent decision, and then they try to blame the lender. But ultimately, it was their fault for not honoring their own responsibility to make sure that that was an appropriate obligation for them.
And again, I think it's just that they get lured into, you hear it on the news, you hear it in the media, you know, I saw it 98% of the time somebody would walk in and say, how much of a payment can I afford? And they didn't own their numbers. And that is what got us all in trouble is, you know, we have an obligation as consumers to be educated. And really, nobody should care about your money and more than you do. You know, they're not going to be there to help you out when things get tough. And you're right. You don't know if somebody likes travel. They have a lot of medical expenses. They like retail therapy. You know, there's so many things that we could be doing with our money. And everybody self-medicates with something and enjoys to spend their money on it. And the bank and lenders are not always going to know that. So that would be what I say is trusting others with knowing how much you can actually afford.
Right, because ultimately you know what you can afford and what you're willing to spend it on. But as soon as somebody gives you that number, then you're like, woo, and then you start thinking, ooh, you know.
Well, they think I can afford it. You said I could afford it, so I must be able to afford it. And that's what I hear so many times, you know, is the banks that I could afford it. So you've got to just take control of that number and not, you know, entitle somebody to a portion of everything you earn that's going to actually get you in trouble and really deplete your lifestyle. Because when somebody else has access to your money, you can't do the things that you want to do, and they own you. It's like carrying around a ball and chain.
Mm-hmm.
Terrible.
No question. So what would be another mistake that young people get themselves into?
Not understanding the value of your credit score. A lot of young people, unfortunately, are out there going to school. They've got student loans. You know, they start getting credit after they're 21, and they don't understand that your credit score is something that lenders look at.
employers look at, so it could affect your earnings potential because they do background checks. It affects, you know, where you live because landlords are going to look at it, whether or not they're going to rent to you. Auto insurance companies look at it. Of course, it can cost you hundreds of thousands of dollars over your lifetime in different types of loans. So not understanding the value of that credit score can be huge. I mean, for example, my husband and I, when we married, before we got married, I checked his credit because I wanted to know what I was getting into. We had a $40 collection. That $40 collection made us miss a discount on our mortgage of 0.25%, which cost us $15,000. Yeah. So we're not talking, you know, dollars and cents here. We're talking hundreds and thousands of dollars.
Yeah, it can make a big difference. I'm not totally convinced about the credit score. It should be people's focus. And more so credit quality, because the underwriting that goes on with the credit that makes a difference is going to go by the quality of the credit and not so much the score, because scores are subjective the way that they're calculated. And so, you know, it's a statistical number, and they take what's in your credit profile and average that, and then they weigh it against so many other people. And so since it's this weird statistical number that people get focused on that, I think that people should focus on the quality of their credit and the obligations that they're taking on. Are these for the cause? Is this debt instrument going to make me money or cost me money? Because if it's going to make me money, like a mortgage that I can buy a home and rent out to someone else, that makes me money. So there's arbitrage there on that debt. So that's a value for me if I take on debt to make money with it in that fashion by getting a secured asset. But being focused on score alone, I mean, I remember underwriting mortgages, and you could get a girl coming in, she's got a 710 FICO, but it's because she had one Victoria's Secret card open for 6 months, and she just happened to have paid it off before she came in your door to apply for a mortgage. But for the most part, the entire time she had the card, it was already maxed out. So score is, I think, subjective. I think people should focus on the quality of their credit instead, and then the rest of that will follow. Because if you have an issue with score, it's usually something that can be corrected pretty quickly.
And I think it's just the awareness, just like you said, knowing what's going on with your credit. Because I was in a world in the banking where we had a matrix. If your credit score was X, you got this pricing. You know, if you're doing portfolio lending and you're loaning money that's, you know, outside the conventional guidelines, you know, that's one thing which is usually pricier than doing the conventional stuff. And it just seems like, you know, I feel like credit's a game. You know, you have to learn how to play the game, and that's why I dedicated an entire chapter in my book to credit, because understanding how the game is played just helps you optimize your future earnings and leverage potential. Just like you said, if you're buying a home to, you know, rent it out, if you can get a better deal, you're actually going to make more profit on the loan because, you know, you have a higher profit margin and less of that money is actually going towards making your mortgage payment. So got to look at it as a game and learn how to play. Otherwise, it can cost you big bucks over your lifetime.
Oh, no question. We have a credit success DVD series that we have that are like at-home workshops for that same very reason, because credit isn't the be-all, end-all. Credit is cool, but I always say cash is king, but you need both if you want to get
well
where you want
said.
To go.
Well said, well said.
So what do you think, you know, as we're talking about these things, because these are decisions that people make when they're young, they're part of the great unwashed, how do we as parents get our kids on the right path?
You know, and this is especially hard right now because a lot of people out there may be overwhelmed or confused or stressed out about their own financial situation. And, you know, it seems like we all know somebody that is getting ready to go out into the real world of finance. And I think that, number one, my daughter's 23. Thinking about it as, you know, we would not send our child out into the desert for 80 years without some basic survival training. And that's really what I feel like as parents. We cannot expect our children to turn 18, send them off into the harsh real world of finance and expect for them to, you know, survive and then be upset when they come back home. This is why I'm so passionate about doing the same work you're doing, is teaching that next generation, because everybody has to deal with money. And, you know, the main thing that we can do is really look for lots of experiences. And if we don't know how to handle it, we've got to look for the resources, just like the people listening that are listening to your show. They're doing the right thing by finding resources. And how do you find those? You've got to find the one that works best for you and that you can hear and you can take in that information. So we just can't afford not to teach our kids about money. And you know, this is unfortunate. I lost my mother, and my daughter was 13 at the time, and I realized, you know, if something happened to me as a parent, would my daughter be able to survive? Mm-hmm. And I had to really ask that question. Could she cook? Could she clean? Could she deal with money? And at that point, I would have to have said no. But, you know, that was my wake-up call to say, okay, I've got to make sure that she can survive in the real world of finance, and aggressively put together a plan. And that's where a lot of this started. And that's kind of how things came out. And that's why I have a book that I can hand people and say, here you go, best advice. You're going to encounter these things. Here's a resource guide to check them out before you open that account, get a credit card, that type of thing.
Well, I'm so excited. Now, you have a couple of resources available for folks. You have Raising Financially Smart Kids and then your new book, which is Money Starts Here. Where can folks find you to get those resources or have you speak or come to a workshop or something?
You know, and I do all those things. So, yes, high schools, corporations, buy the book. You can go to actually denisewinston.com, and that's Winston like Winston Churchill or Winston Tires. If you can't remember that, you can go to financialsnacks.com. And when you get there, you're going to see all kinds of resources. You'll see a video learning page that has, you know, videos about credit, lots of money-saving tips. You can order the book there. And if you happen to go to order the book, I really would just ask people, if you go to Amazon, you order two, you get free shipping. You know, so order an extra book and take it to work and leave it in the break room. You never know when you are going to help somebody else with this kind of information.
Yes, and they may be too timid to ask. That's a great idea.
Yeah, you just never know. And I just want somebody, it's a thin read, quick read. I'm actually known as one of the cheapest people in America, so who better to learn this stuff from than, you know, a 25-year banker and a really cheap woman. But yet I like nice things. So, you know, it's a great way for you to really help others. And that's, we know a lot about money, but sometimes we forget about how important it is to share our experiences. We often know more than we realize. And I kind of think about money as if you're on a hike and, you know, you're on a known trail, and you want to look at the view or look at a flower and you get off the trail and before you know it, you're totally lost.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's easy to have the same thing happen with your finances. So if you find yourself off the trail, you've got to find something that will help you get back on course, back on the trail, you know, taking control of your financial life. And that's just really what my passion is, to provide those resources, simple, practical stuff that people can use.
Well, thank you so much for being a part of the show today. And for those of you who are driving around without a pencil, never fear, unlockyourwealthradio.com is here. And we have all of the great linky links to Denise's resources on our show page. Stay tuned. We have so much more Unlock Your Wealth Radio coming up right after this.
Hey, I'm over here.
Hey, roll up the windows. I'm going to turn on the radio.
This stuff sucks. Change it.
Yeah, it does. There's got to be something decent on here somewhere.
You're listening to Jeremy Sharon, 102.5.
Love me.
Hey, how's that?
There you go. No, never mind. I don't like that one.
Baby, I'm yourself. I couldn't care less what you think or say.
Jeez, is that the only guy on the radio? Who is that?
That's Jeremy Shane. He's everywhere nowadays. Ooh, I like this one. Do you?
Yeah, leave it there.
Watch for the cover project by Jeremy Shane at JeremyShaneMusic.com.
This is how it's gonna go. I'm leaving today. Nothing you can do, nothing left to say.
Like, has your cell phone or iPod ever totally run out of battery before? Maybe you're somewhere without power, like fishing, camping, or the beach. Now you can have all the power you need. The K3 Charger by Kinesis Industries uses wind and sun to charge your devices anytime, day or night. Use the wind and sun to store up charging power or charge your device right on the spot. Available now for $99.95 at www.kinesisindustries.com. That's Kinesis, K-I-N-E-S-I-S, Industries.com. Like, go there, totally!
Greenback is your neighborhood lender for auto title loans. We offer fast and easy cash title loans for cars, trucks, and motorcycles. Keep your car with title loans from $100 to $50,000. There are no year or mileage limits at Greenback, and we offer the cheapest rates in Arizona, guaranteed. For more information, visit greenbacktitleloans.com or call 480-926-6666.
Commander Marty Logan here from the Top Gun Seminars. What I've learned over the years is that the most successful people in life have coaches to guide them along their chosen path. Wayne Gretzky, Michael Jordan, Tony Stewart, Tom Hopkins, Kathy Colby all had coaches, whether it was their father, someone else's father, or another person who helped them to shape their desires into an achievable path to success with a system of accountability where quitting was the only way to fail. Each of these people had someone who didn't see them as they first were, but as the person inside they knew they could easily become. Financial coaching can be the single addition you need to become financially independent. Call the Unlock Your Wealth Foundation now for your free consultation. 1-866-966-9420. That toll free number again is 1-866-966-9420. Or visit us on the web at www.unlockyourwealth.com.
Welcome back to the show, everyone. It's your favorite time, our Keys to Riches segment, our final segment of today. I'm Heather Wagenhals, and you are listening to Unlock Your Wealth Radio. I am joined at the hip by country music sensation Jeremy Shane Murphy.
Howdy. Thanks for not singing again.
Oh, you just opened the door. I'm walking in next episode with a vengeance. Thank you.
You're welcome, MK.
So if you are joining us for the first time, welcome to the broadcast. We are so glad you stopped by, and we hope to enrich your money life today with our Keys to Riches Financial Wellness Series. For those of you who are new to the program, the Keys to Riches is a baker's dozen of financial concepts that teach you how to think like the rich and be in control of your own money. Pocket audience getting out of control over there.
Yeah, they're out of control.
But it also gives you specific techniques to create or fix your credit, eliminate debt, save and invest, building wealth all while transforming your current financial habits into healthy money management skills. And we do that one key at a time, one week at a time. And you are so fortunate to be stopping by today because we had just started our new season last week, so you don't have much to catch up on. This week's key is take action, make assessment. Last week, we spoke of coming to terms with where we are financially, and that was acceptance and affirmation. And we also talked about building up our self-esteem and intestinal fortitude going forward. Now, we're doing that all for what purpose? Well, for this week's key, taking action and doing our first action, which is going to be making assessment. This take action key is inspired. This is one of two keys inspired by my father. And he used to say to my half-sister when she would be panicking, indecisive, or paralyzed with fear, and he would say, do something, even if it's wrong. And my brother and I used to laugh and ho, 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 and just because she was getting yelled at, so we thought that was funny just in and of itself. We were those kind of mean, spiteful kids that we were. And in addition to that, it actually was something that I thought about and it stuck with me. And I remember my grandfather used to always give me these little phrases and sayings. And he would say that you may not understand it, but always remember it because someday you will. And so as I started creating this workshop series, The Keys to Riches, it occurred to me that even though people realized they had a problem, sometimes they were so paralyzed with fear of the unknown or their lack of knowledge or their previous mistakes or their guilt or whatever it was that was driving them that they couldn't get started fixing the problem. And so this week's key is about my father saying take action because it doesn't matter what you do. I mean, you're already in financial trouble if you had to come to terms with something or maybe you just don't know anything at all. So in either case, you're in a blank slate, or you've already pulled a mulligan in golf terms, or a do-over. And so as long as you're doing something different than what you did before that got you into trouble, you can't be so far off. And I have people that can validate that. As a matter of fact, Michael Masterson wrote an entire book on it called Ready, Fire, Aim. We can spend too much time learning, researching, planning, getting ready to get ready to get started. And we worry about making a mistake. But if we never aim for a target, we're never going to know how close or far away we are. So if our gut feeling is telling us that we need to do something different. It doesn't matter what it is. But that whole journey starts with a single step. And you take that first step, and once you take it, now you're in a new position. And you can evaluate again to take that next step and that next step. And so I think that that's brilliant. And so even though you don't know exactly where you're going, but we're going to give you a hint in the second half of this week's key, any motion forward in an effort to change where you are is going to change where you are. And you'll have new information after you take that step to make a decision about taking the next step. So does that make sense to you, Mr. Murphy? Would you agree with that?
I would agree with that.
Have you ever felt scared about going forward with something, not sure if it was the right thing to do? Did it stop you, or were you able to move forward?
Of course. It's always been like that. I did that when I opened my business, for example, and I had a really good friend, which actually you've met Brock, and he told me when I was getting ready to open it, he said, you know, sometimes you just have to plug your nose and jump because you're either going to sink or swim, and I don't know about you, but I choose to swim.
Right. And you know, it reminds me of an analogy that I use with regard to relationships, and you can go to stick your toes in the water of the pool, or you can jump in and swim. And even though the water temperature might not be quite right, once you get in there and you start swimming, your body warms up and you realize it's not so bad after all.
Unless it's 30 degrees.
Well, your body still gets used to it, and you could at least make it to the edge to get out. And then you know not to jump the next time.
It's still 30 degrees.
Okay, moving forward, no pocket audience required at this junction. The second part of our key is make assessment. Why do you think we want to start this before we've talked about anything else like goal setting or budgeting? Why do you think, what makes you think I want you to take an assessment now?
Well, you got to have an idea where you're going to start.
Very good. You are on the right track, Mr. Murphy. That's why you get to work for another week on the show.
Perfect.
We're going to do an assessment, though, that is different than traditional financial assessments. Most people say, go grab your stuff. Receipts, bank accounts, investments, bills. And let's sit down and hash it out. And you know what happens when you do that? You miss a good chunk of information. Do you know why you miss a good chunk of information?
Why don't you tell me?
Because what have we learned on this show for an entire season? We have learned that we know to spend less and save more, but we don't. So coming up with a way to spend less and save more on paper without identifying the reasons why we are not spending less and saving more is an exercise in futility.
You know, this is probably completely off subject, but I just wanted to share something I used to do to help keep me from spending money.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds ridiculous to some people, but a lot of people are really attached to their debit cards and credit cards because they're scared to have cash on them. And back before we had credit cards and debit cards, what did you pay with? Cash.
Yeah.
Or goats and chickens. Simoleons. Right. So what I used to do is I would say, okay, for this week, I got $20 or $40 cash, green folded money in my pocket. That way, by the end of the week, I started seeing that money dwindling, and I physically saw it, had it in my hand, and knew I couldn't keep spending money.
Mm-hmm.
It's just a good physical way. That's just one of my tricks that I did.
That's a clever trick. That's a very clever trick. That's why casinos give you chips for that green.
You're right, because you're disattached.
Desensitization. Thank you. Very good. Well, what we're going to do that's different from everybody else is we're going to do an organic assessment. I'm calling it going green because we're going to discover where our green is going. How clever is that? Pocket audience. Oh, my God. Okay. So what we're going to do is we are going to track our expenses, but not overtly. What I mean by that is we are going to take a big manila envelope, 9 by 12, and perhaps more if one gets full fast. And we are going to stuff every expenditure in the form of a receipt in this envelope. If we spend 50 cents at the vending machine, I don't know what you would buy for 50 cents anymore, but whatever it is, whatever you're feeding the
beast.
You
could probably buy 25 cents for 50 cents.
Yeah, because it always eats a quarter of yours, huh? And you press the button and it only gives you one back. You're like, what? So vending machine, allowances, mommy, I want. And we fork over the cash, whatever it is. We're going to write it down. We're going to stick it in there. We're going to stick in our credit card bills. We're going to put in our bank statements, any paycheck stubs. Anything is going to be shoved in there. We are going to avoid looking at it. We are going to avoid writing anything down. All we are going to do is stuff this envelope. And we are going to do it until we get to our break the budget key in 6 weeks. And the reason why we do it this way is because we are not looking for how much is going in and out. Doesn't that seem counterintuitive to budgeting?
Kind of seems like that. Maybe you could share.
Well, if that's what we were looking for, then it would be counterintuitive. But we're not looking for that. What we are looking for with our organic assessment is to identify when we have the hiccups. And then we can, once we find out when, figure out why the hiccup happened. And when we figure out the when and the why, the how becomes obvious to correct. And that's what's more important. And the reason why is because our spending decisions are not consciously made. It's all done by subconscious behavior, our motivations, our drives. Okay, so we've got to figure out when those hiccups are. And partly because we spend differently at the beginning of the month versus the end of the month, and at the beginning of the paycheck versus the end of the paycheck. So we need a few paycheck cycles, and we need to capture before the end of the month, the end of the month, and the beginning of the next month. So we have to have that overlap in order to be able to make an accurate assessment of truly what's going on with your finances, not just what's coming in and out. That makes sense, doesn't it?
Of course it does.
Okay, so where's my pocket audience?
They didn't come out this time.
I'm kind of over them. But that's it for this week's key. All you're going to do is stuff an envelope. Do not look at it. Do not record it. It's going to kind of put your spending a little bit on the radar because you can't help but being paying attention to it. But do your best to avoid concentrating or focusing on it. Just shove, shove, shove until we tell you what the second half of this is when we get to break the budget. For this week's key statement, key affirmation, key commitment, and key action item, please visit our website at unlockyourwealthradio.com and just click on the This Week's tab. And for more in-depth interviews with money experts, strategies, and members-only tools to fix your credit, get out of debt, and have more money and happiness, do what other savvy listeners have done and visit unlockyourwealthradio.com, where you go to get your money mind right so your wealth and happiness will follow. For Unlock Your Wealth Radio, I'm Heather Wagenhals.
And I'm Jeremy Shane.
Now go out and unlock your wealth today.
UnlockYourWealthRadio.com is produced by Shane Murphy. UnlockYourWealthRadio.com and its affiliates are copyrighted 2013 with all rights reserved. For more information on the Keys to Riches Financial Wellness Series, please visit our website at www.unlockyourwealth.com.